Welcome back to Inside the Bears, brought to you by Jimmy John's.
Bears defensive end Jared Allen recently held his annual Helping Heroes Gala in Chicago for the first time. Proceeds from the evening directly benefit wounded war veterans.
The house is going to go pretty much where we're sitting in the center here. There'll be a walkout in the front and in the back.
What we do is we build and remodel homes and make them handicap accessible for our wounded vets coming home from Iraq and Afghanistan. We're excited for tonight. We've, I think year to date already, we've raised like $1.2 million. We got four projects going on right now. We have a new recipient. Hopefully we'll get, you know, two or three more done this year, and all this money tonight will go directly into those homes.
I have a portable fire pit in the backyard, three steps off the deck. It does get used because it's off the deck.
Not a portable fire pit. I'm going to have like a built into the ground. Like,
yeah, when it's freezing out to get to the fire pit, it's so far.
One of the recipients of the homes is Sergeant Colin Faust, who stepped on an improvised explosive device while on foot patrol in Afghanistan, causing him to lose his left leg and severely injure his right leg and left arm.
The summer of 2013, I got contacted by Jared. He called me and said that he wanted to build me a brand new handicap accessible home because I spend 100% of my time inside in my wheelchair. It caught me off guard. I was totally surprised, didn't expect it at all. And, you know, you get news about something that is probably the most life-changing thing in my life. And, you know, I've stepped on a bomb, and when service members like me get severely injured, I didn't know any organizations like this even existed. None of us expect a house. None of us expect anything, you know. And to have something like this that'll change my life forever, it says a lot about him. And, I mean, none of this would happen without him.
When I was able to do something that, you know, has meant so much to my family, and especially my little brother serving, and God forbid he's ever in a situation where he has to be a recipient, you know, it just... You know, for me, again, it was kind of my way of serving my country. It was my way, and, you know, for me, I figured, you know, what better way to serve than to serve those who are in service. And so that's kind of, you know what my God-given calling is right now, and it's going to be something that's a part of my life for forever.
This is about where the house will go.
Jared Allen, who comes from a military family, started Homes for Wounded Warriors in 2009 after his return from a trip to United States military bases in the Middle East.
It was just humbling. It was, you know, I've heard stories from what my grandfather went through, and I've always had a healthy respect for the military, for like my uncles, my brothers, and everything like that. But to see firsthand, and not the, obviously you're not seeing the fighting, you're on the base, you're just seeing the daily sacrifices, the lack of communication. I can't go a day without talking to my wife. Yet, I mean, half a day without talking to my wife. Yet these guys and women go maybe 2-3 weeks at a time. They're away from their kids. It's just the situations, it really makes you see, and they volunteer for this. And it's not like they're making, you know, crazy amount of money to go over there and do these. And they do this out of the goodness of their heart because they believe in what this country stands for.
The Bears defensive end also has the support of his teammates, and several of them, including Brandon Marshall and Kyle Long, attended the gala.
I think, you know, guys on our team and guys in the league in general understand that, you know, we have an obligation to support the community and support those that support us, and everybody's got a giving heart, and I'll always support a giving heart, and so it means the world to me when my teammates step up and join me in the efforts.
Jared is really big into his foundation, and it's great to get out here with some of the guys and help support, you know, to help out the vets. It's a great cause, and I'm just happy to be here.
Obviously, I play football. It's a great platform, but eventually my brand will be away. You know, I'll just be the next player, and we want the brand of Jared Allen's Homes for Wounded Warriors to stand on its own, and the mission to continue and keep raising money, keep building homes, keep helping these men and women who need it.
Anthony, Jared Allen does so much to support the veterans. It's pretty awesome. And
yes.
I'm not sure if you saw this on social media, but last month in November for the NFL's Salute to Service, the stealth bomber pilot that was doing the flyover tweeted Jared Allen and said he always wanted to be in a picture with him. And
wow.
There's an actual picture of Jared Allen looking up, and you can see the stealth bomber in the photo as it did the
that
flyover over Soldier.
So cool.
So
man.
Cool, right?
So cool. Some of those guys are just up there tweeting while they're flying. And we're in the home of the break. Dude, that got me so pumped for the game.
Pretty awesome,
man.
I know.